This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees today in Andhra Pradesh from Visakhapatnam. Addressing the public meeting at the Andhra University Engineering College grounds in Visakhapatnam, the Prime Minister said, "It is a big day for Andhra Pradesh as significant green energy initiatives and crucial infrastructure development projects have been launched." The Prime Minister said the NDA government is committed to ensuring inclusive and all-round development in Andhra Pradesh. He said, "Swarna Andhra Pradesh 2047 is integral to Viksit Bharat 2047. The Prime Minister said that the Krishnapatnam Industrial Park, Chris City, will bring in thousands of crores in investment and ensure development of Rayalaseema region of Andhra Pradesh. Earlier, after arrival in Visakhapatnam, Mr. Modi held a roadshow along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Deputy Chief Minister K. Pawan Kalyan. Later, Prime Minister Modi arrived in Bhubaneswar this evening to attend the 18th Pravasiya Bharatiya Divas Convention. He will formally inaugurate the convention tomorrow morning at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his counterpart of Maldives, Mohammad Ghassan Mamoon, today reviewed the various facets of bilateral defence cooperation, including training, regular military exercises and defence projects. They held bilateral talks in New Delhi today. During the talks, both the sides reasserted a firm commitment to work closely in realizing the joint vision for India-Maldives Comprehensive Economic and Maritime Security Partnership. The Defence Minister reaffirmed India's readiness to support the Maldives in capability enhancement for defence preparedness, including provisioning of defence platforms and assets to augment its capacities, as per its national priorities and in line with New Delhi's Neighbourhood First policy. Mr. Mamoon appreciated India's historical role as the first responder for the Maldives. He thanked New Delhi for assisting Male in augmenting the modern infrastructural capacities and training of defence and security personnel. On Maldives' request, India handed over defence equipment and stores to the Maldives. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the talks were fruitful and will add new vigour to India-Maldives relations. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee JPC on two bills related to One Nation, One Election was held in New Delhi today. The bills are officially named as the Constitution, 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. Talking to the media, committee chairperson BJP MP P.P. Chaudhary said that the committee will make an effort to listen to all stakeholders, be it legal experts, members of civil society or from judiciary or political parties. He added that together with all the members, the committee will decide to proceed further after taking inputs from everyone. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology today announced that India AI, an independent business division IBD under the Digital India Corporation, has signed a memorandum of understanding with Microsoft to drive the adoption and development of artificial intelligence in India. Union Minister of State for Aviation Murali Dhar Mohol said that the new terminal of Prayagraj Airport will start functioning by 15th of January. The Union Minister of State said this after an inspection of Prayagraj Airport and a review meeting with the officials in Prayagraj today. Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh and DG National Cadet Corps Gurbir Pal Singh interacted with NCC officers and cadets participating in the Republic Day Camp 2025 in New Delhi today. The Chief of Air Staff motivated the NCC cadets and appreciated their participation in the Republic Day Camp. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler H.S. Pranoy has advanced to the men's single pre-quarterfinals at the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. He defeated Brian Young of Canada 21-12, 17-21, 21-15 in a rain-affected first-round match. He will take on Shi Fengli of China in the pre-quarterfinals tomorrow. In women's single, India's Malavika Bansod also reached the second round of the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.